This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 29th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. Alex is going to be joining us with two brand new special reports because what we see happening at the border is just not only amazing hypocrisy when you look at what's happening at the border versus what's happening at the airports, for example. What's happening within that 100-mile border that they said is constitution-free around the perimeter of the United States. Alex has a report on that, as well as the planned collapse of our economy. Now, of course, Petraeus has talked about this. Nancy Pelosi went to the border this last weekend, just yesterday. She was at the border talking about how they're going to essentially incorporate people in and how this is not a crisis. This is an opportunity. Well, yes, of course. Rahm Emanuel has always said every crisis is an opportunity. If you're some kind of a Machiavellian control freak like they are, they always use every crisis. They manufacture these crises. And we know that they are manufacturing this crisis. This is something that the Border Patrol Union officials that have talked to us, as well as, and mainly it's Border Patrol Union officials who talk to us, the typical employees are being intimidated and gagged by threats from the government to not talk about this. But let's look at just one example of the hypocrisy that we see coming out of these people. New York is going to provide free legal aid IDs to undocumented immigrants. Now, of course, undocumented immigrants is what they call illegal aliens. They're not just undocumented, and they're not just immigrants. They're here from another country. They're aliens. That's always what they, at the legal term that has applied. They're not immigrants. Immigrants implies that they're coming here to live permanently. An alien says they haven't been given permission. And, of course, that's what illegal says about it as well. But this is what New York is going to do. And this is really about gerrymandering and buying votes. I mean, this is gerrymandering on steroids. You can't get the voters that you want in sufficient quantity, just import them into New York or into Texas or into California. And that's what the New York City Council is going to do. They've earmarked $4.9 million of the city budget to give legal assistance to foreign-born New York residents facing deportation. The city will provide that aid for, again, their favorite term, undocumented immigrants. Now, this is what they're going to give them. They're going to give any quote-unquote resident the documentation needed to open a bank account, to sign a lease, or to get a library card. They're also, I'm sure, going to give them driver's licenses, voting IDs, because that's the entire point of it. This is just the city of New York setting aside $5 million. And, of course, whereas this is reported, Christian Science Monitor and elsewhere, they're saying, this is just wonderful. This is going to give legal assistance to these people who desperately need it. Because why they need legal assistance? Because they're here illegally. They're breaking the laws when they come in. But then, of course, when Boehner talks about suing Obama over executive action, Nancy Pelosi calls that subterfuge. It's not subterfuge to help people violate the law, to help create a voting block that they couldn't otherwise get by just convincing people. So they want to create a permanent underclass, a welfare state, collapse the economy as well as collapsing the border. This is about making NAFTA a fact. NAFTA has been the law for 20 years. That's what David Petraeus said in London last week. We played that for you. He said, of course, NAFTA's been around for 20 years, and now we see this unification. Because what comes, and what he said was, what comes after America? North America. And he was talking about NAFTA. So they look at this, and for 20 years, they've had, in their opinion, a legal unification of Mexico, America, and Canada. Now they want to make that actually a fact. So they're just bringing these people in. As Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, what we have is a community with a border in the middle of it. Okay, well, actually, I would say that's a former border. It's not really a border. So there's a couple of different things going on here. We need to look at how they're going to roll out their secretive plans. And I think this gives us a lot of insight into both that and the hypocrisy. We're going to have reports from Alex Jones and from our reporters at the border. Stay with us.
A chemical spill.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 29th, 2014. As we were just saying in the last segment, the hypocrisy of Nancy Pelosi going to the border in Texas and saying that what we have here is a community that just happens to have a border running through it. No, it's a former border that's running through it. And we're going to look in the show today at the hypocrisy, the different ways that Homeland Security, the same agency, treats people who are at the border. Nancy Pelosi talked about the dignity that we need to treat people with. And I agree, we need to treat people with dignity. Where have you seen them worry about dignity internally in the United States? The federal government is doing everything to rob us of our freedom and dignity. They're trying to create a B.F. Skinner type of control grid internally in the country. And yet, when people come across the border, anyone bringing anything into the country that they wish, they have a very different standard. We're supposed to respect them with all authority. But, of course, this is about setting up NAFTA. And we're going to look at the hypocrisy of what's going on. Just consider that just last week, Obama announced that he's going to send $500 million in aid to Syria to foment revolution there, to foment disruption in that country. At the same time, is he doing anything at all for these border towns and Texas? Now, John Bowne was down there, and he has this report.
We are here at the county seat of Falfurrias, Texas, a small town whose success is largely due to the developer and pioneer Edward Cunningham Lassiter, who in 1893 owned one of the largest ranches in Texas at 350,000 acres. As the San Antonio and Aransas Pass Railway expanded south to his ranch in 1904, Lassiter founded Falfurrias, an Apache word meaning the land of heart's delight, possibly due to the sweet butter creamery Lassiter developed in 1909. Or perhaps it refers to Filfarias, Mexican slang for dirty and untidy. One thing is for certain, both meanings apply here, as the county and local ranchers struggle to bankroll, defend their lives, and bury the bodies of the rising tide of illegals crossing their land every day.
It was the loss of oil and gas revenue, compounded by the amount that we spend. And that figure is dealing with autopsies. It's dealing with wear and tear of the vehicles, the sheriff department, the JPs, the magistrates, the death certificates, all the paperwork that's entailed, getting out to these areas that are very, very remote. I personally have been taken to pronounce a body when the sheriff officer with me says, oh, there went the transmission. And we had to call a wrecker to come get us. Thank God for Border Patrol. They were able to take us to where the immigrant was.
And a lot of these immigrants are dying of dehydration. Is that the main cause?
We refer to them as the elements. You know, it's compounded by the 100-plus weather, degrees out there, rattlesnake bites. And a lot of them, we order autopsies because we don't know what was the cause of death. We now do autopsies on everybody and DNA on everybody.
As far as the immigrants from other parts of the world, can you speak on that at all, what your experience, what you've seen from, say, China, India, Russia, possibly?
We have reports from the Sheriff's Department. They can confirm that they've apprehended people from over there, and they've also found people. But the Sheriff's Department is very aware of that they are here, and they're coming in.
Has violence increased in the past few years as a result of the aggressive increase in immigrants?
Yes, definitely. Matter of fact, I just got a report a couple of days ago of a local rancher that they broke into his ranch. And we are getting more and more reports of either agents that are being accosted or deputies that are having to finding resistance, you know, from these individuals. They're young. They're 30 and under, a lot of them. Year to date right now, I believe we have 33. And we're about to go into July and August, you know. If you're familiar with Brooks County, we've got 944 square miles. And it's very, very rough terrain. And, of course, being from South Texas, anybody knows about rattlesnakes, we got some big ones. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very difficult because the anti-venom is out of Corpus Christi. Mm-hmm. And that means that we'd have to get a helicopter down here and try to get them within that golden hour so we could save their body.
Wow, the cost of that must be staggering.
Of course. And all that incurs on the county. And that's why all these expenses, you know, we don't budget for. And we've had to, and the law says we have to pay for them.
And have you asked for grants from the federal government?
We have gotten nothing from the federal government. Governor Perry's office last year stepped up to the plate, and they helped us with $150,000 this year. We were in Austin, Texas this week, and they're going to help us with another $150,000. That's to defray a lot of the costs that the sheriff department has.
There was a boom time with the gas and oil and the creamery.
In 2007, when I took office, our taxable value was $1,093,000,000. Last year was $541 million. We've lost more than 60% of our oil and gas. So that makes, you know, and we live by oil and gas. In 1959, we were the only one in South Texas that had an all-concrete stadium. Mm-hmm. We had four dealerships and we had a hospital.
Are you aware of the administration of Obama, how they're professing to the Central American countries that if you come across the border and proclaim that you're a dreamer, especially these younger kids that are coming across, that you will receive amnesty?
And I think that you can't make the rules just to apply them. If you're going to be fair, let's be fair to everybody. And if you're going to allow people to come in, you should have standards, you should have a program in play that would allow them to enter the country legally, not illegally.
Are you aware of the exploding swine flu now in San Antonio in this area? What's your Health and Human Services doing to take care of that?
Well, we've been there before. A couple of years ago, the H1N1 it was here, and we were prepared. We've got a wonderful medical town in the valley that keeps us abreast, and we always take a proactive approach. We've got a lot of illegal activity by human smuggling, and we've got it is a problem. The problem that we've got to contain is that we just don't want people dying in our county. And so we're trying to do everything humanly possible to stop it. We've got a good friend of mine that goes out and puts water stations at the ranches so at least they can have water.
How effective has the Border Patrol and Homeland Security been in your county?
We have a wonderful presence of Border Patrol. They do a great job of drug apprehension. You know, that's what their Brooks County is number one in the nation for. The only bad part about it, we're not a border county, so we don't qualify for any federal assistance. And so I've made the scenario many times, including to the governor's office on Tuesday, that if you've got a scenario where Border Patrol agents are following somebody and they get bit by a rattlesnake, they'll take him to the hospital, they'll put agents there to monitor him, they'll foot the bill. But an immigrant dies, call Brooks County.
Right. We were just in Brownsville and McAllen last week, and we discovered that the Border Patrol was paying via a credit card for illegals that had come in, mainly women with children, babies. McAllen, Texas is tapping their resources.
But it's taken effect on their money, on their budget, because you don't budget for stuff like that. I mean, you can budget some, but at some point, you didn't see or foresee the amount of immigrants coming over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're paying for bus tickets, they're generating power for them, they're putting up tents, they're feeding them.
Wouldn't you say that's exploitation at a high level? I mean, that's crazy. If I did something like that, they'd want to put me in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing what the federal government's getting away with.
My God. Well, you've enlightened me to a lot of things that, you know, for the last week, I've been inundated with the mass graves. And so I kind of now got to get back to it and focus on everything else. And it's going to get crazy. Before it gets better, it's going to get crazy. Yeah, I'm sure glad you landed here and let everybody know of what's going on in Brooks County, because, you know, my heart goes out to McAllen and the county of Hidalgo, because, you know, they've got a lot on their plate. We've had it, you know, like I said, for 65 months, and we wouldn't want to bestow on anybody else. So.
And now, from that amazing interview with Judge Ramirez here in Brooks County, Texas, we take you to the mass dumping ground here at the Sacred Heart Burial Park. Who's next? What town is next to take the brunt of the illegal activity being spread by the federal government into the United States? Is it your town? From Falfurrias, Texas, I'm John Bound for InfoWars Nightly News.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having. Seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, June 29th, 2014. Now, that's last segment. You heard that report from our reporters at the border, John Bound, reporting on what's happening to the small Texas border towns, how they're being bankrupted, how they're being endangered. And, of course, do they get any assistance from the federal government that has basically stood down on the border, that has allowed the borders to collapse? No. At the same time, our federal government is sending $500 million to create war in Syria. They're not doing anything to alleviate the suffering of these small Texas towns, many of them largely Hispanic. This isn't about Hispanics versus Anglos or anything. This is about helping Americans who are here legally, who have paid taxes, who have a tradition, a political and legal tradition that they want to maintain. It's about taking that down. It's about collapsing that. Whenever they want to take our rights and our freedoms, they always use the children. They always say that it's for the children. And, of course, they're holding the children up now as if that's what this were about. We know from the border agents that they said they're using the children as a front, as a decoy, so the drug cartels can do whatever they wish. And we should understand, even if we're not at the border to have that kind of insight that the Border Patrol agents do, we should be able to understand and look at this cognitive dissonance, at the way they treat people in the airports and the way they're treating people at the borders. Look at the police state inside of America and look at the total stand down at the borders and ask yourself, why is that happening? Alex Jones has a special report on that, a new report on that coming up in the next segment. But we sent some other reporters down yesterday to see what Nancy Pelosi is doing. And of course, to put this in perspective, now, this is the National Review, and for the longest time, many who are conservatives have bought into the war on drugs as something that was necessary to do. But here's a quote from this National Review article. They said, historians looking back at this period in America's development will consider it to be profoundly odd that at the exact moment when violent crime hit a 50-year low, the nation's police departments began to gear up as if the country were expecting an invasion. Yeah, somebody's expecting an invasion. It's Homeland Security that's gearing everybody up, and it's Homeland Security that is standing down the borders. And as they've said back in Rex 84 and Operation Garden Plot, when are we going to have martial law? When is that going to be necessary? Oh, well, it might happen if the borders were to collapse. Why are the borders collapsing? Now, this is not a crisis. This is an implementation of NAFTA. And they say, we have to wonder why this is happening in 124 homes every day or more, likely every night. And this is talking about SWAT teams and the raids that are going on as we see our country being totally militarized by the federal government. Now, to look at the hypocrisy, to look at what happens, you know, they might also ask, you know, why aren't the Border Patrol agents at the border? Why are they harassing people well inside of the border? Take a look at what happened to our reporters, Jakari Jackson and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, when they went down to report on Nancy Pelosi's photo op opportunity. Here they are. They're pulling over. This is a Border Patrol. They're stopping everybody. This is Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs driving.
Oh, no. Can you tell me what your citizenship is, please,
I work at InfoWars.
You know, Alex Jones Show, Fingerplanted on TV.
Yes, I've heard of it. I haven't watched it, but...
That's great. You got to check it out. Okay. You can use your, if you can sign up, you can use your password for up to 11
cents. Right. Jim Biggs is giving him a commercial here.
Okay, come with your citizenship is, please, sir.
Where I live here.
Okay, well...
What's your citizenship?
A lot of people live here.
That's the Border Patrol agent.
Yeah, what exactly are you trying to accomplish?
I'm sorry, sir. Can I...
Oh, sure. I'll move over here.
I'm sorry.
All right. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, what are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah.
Well, this is a checkpoint. It's a secondary enforcement of the border security.
Right.
As we know, that we can't catch everybody at the border, so this is a secondary to catch...
Well, sir, I'll tell you, if you want to catch the people, I can tell you they're at Lackland Air Force Base. They're in McAllen, Texas.
El Paso as well. Unfortunately, we don't control what happens after they've been caught.
I understand that, sir. I'm just telling you, if you want to find some, we can tell you. Yeah. I mean, I can draw you a map.
We know exactly where those people are, too, but this is for those people that haven't yet.
They know exactly where they are. They're not doing anything with them.
Citizenship is, please, sir.
Well, I live in the state of Texas.
Okay, so is that where you're born? Were you born here in the U.S., sir?
I was not born in the state of Texas, if that's correct.
I was just asking if you were born in the United States, just so I can to ensure your citizenship.
I assure you, sir, I'm no criminal. I'm not doing anything wrong. And if you'd like to know where if you'd like to know where the legal immigrants are, so I can show you videos and pictures and.
I know just where that is.
All right, sir. And you said that you were from the U.S. as well.
I live in Texas, sir.
I live in Texas. I'm a resident.
Thank you. You have a good day, officer.
Listen, that's very important because this is all about residents, right? New York City is going to spend $5 million to defend, quote-unquote, undocumented immigrants, people that they say are residents of New York. See, they just move into New York, and now they're residents under NAFTA, presumably, right? So why should Jakari and Joe Biggs give any more information than just to say, I'm a resident of Texas? But he kept pushing them. Where were you born? They don't care in New York. They don't care in California. They don't care at the border. But they're going to harass people who are inside the country. This is nothing but pro forma harassment, taking away our freedom, our liberty, in a B.F. Skinner approach, treating us like controlled animals, okay? That's what's happening at the airports. That's what's happening with the TSA. And that's what Alex Jones is going to be talking about in the next segment. This kind of hypocrisy that you can see, you don't know what it looked like at the border. You've always heard there's people coming across. You need to understand and listen to what the Border Patrol agents are telling you. They're quitting en masse because they said they're no longer doing law enforcement. They're just catering to the people who are coming across the border. They said that they're using children to get people distracted so they can bring drugs, whatever, perhaps terrorist devices through. But we're being harassed at the airports. We're being harassed in the country. And the same agency, Homeland Security, that is driving the police into a militarized approach to the way they deal with the public, the same agency that is controlling TSA at the airports is the same agency that is stepping everything down at the borders and opening them up completely open. Now, this is being done, as I pointed out. You're seeing them being shipped to New York. We had an article last week where a lot of these people are going to be shipped to New York into a Walmart, a dilapidated Walmart that's essentially falling down. A great picture for what's happening to our country. As even the Walmarts are collapsing in certain areas, we're going to bring more people in to accelerate the collapse because that's what this is about. For the longest time, it was back in the 1960s, two social scientists, Cloward and Piven, said we can accelerate the socialist welfare state if we bring enough people onto the welfare rolls to collapse the economy. And we need to do it through the Democrat Party. That's being rolled out. NAFTA is being rolled out. We're going to talk about the hypocrisy of what's going on at the airports right after the break. Alex Jones is going to break that down for you. Stay with us.
Glory.
global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type AB negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We've got a special report coming up from Alex. The hypocrisy of what is happening at the collapsed borders versus what's going on in our airports is something that should really end the TSA. Now, I thought it should have ended the TSA when the unredacted lawsuit went up on Pacer.gov showing that in 2011, the TSA said in its own internal memos there was no threat at either airports or to airplanes. And yet, at the same time, there was a bill that had passed unanimously in the Texas House to stop this kind of pedophile pet downs that we have at the airports. And they used that to essentially, they threatened the Texas legislature and said that we're going to essentially turn Texas into a no-fly zone if the Senate passes this after the House already passed it. They were threatening to shut down all air traffic control in Texas, even though they said in their own internal documents and knew that they weren't protecting anybody. Now we should all understand what's really going on. Here's Alex Jones.
Again, thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. I'm Alex Jones coming to you from the TV studios of InfoWars.com. David Knight is in the radio studios. Anybody listening to the radio right now can go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free audio and video feeds at InfoWars.com/show or subscribe to the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, I want to talk about the fact that the TSA can be abolished and can be removed by Congress anytime they want, and that we have the precedent to do that right now. In the 13 years of the agency, they have just plowed over the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They have expanded to the highways of the United States and to checkpoints. They are engaged in just all sorts of different unconstitutional behavior, and they've never caught one supposed terrorist in their own admissions. And then let's expand on that. Our own government's funding al-Qaeda in Syria and Iraq and Libya and everywhere else under ISIS, giving them weapons, Stinger missiles. Our southern border's wide open. Saudi Arabians, you name it, are pouring across. We're going to get into some of those articles. But they want to go to bus terminals. The system wants to go to your school and set up checkpoints and train you that you're a prisoner, that you're a slave, but then all these illegals and the rest of them pouring in with the open border are A-OK. And that's the point I'm getting at here today. If we point out that our border is wide open and that Obama has openly brought the illegals in on purpose, on record, and show it's all a hoax, and show that Homeland Security has been set up for the American people, not for terror threats, and that it's a domestic police state, that's even mainline news admits that now, a domestic army, then the hoax, the fraud can dissipate and fall apart. But if people just keep going, gee, I wonder why the border's wide open, but don't connect it to the internal security forces that are really homeland insecurity, then we have no hope of ever reversing this fraud. The Border Patrol is now the Immigrant Importation Agency, or the felony or aggravated felony Immigrant Importation Agency. But I wanted to go over some of what's happening with the border and then look at just some of the latest excesses and criminal activities of the mission-creeping federal unsworn Gestapo that is the TSA, or slave training system to train Americans that we have no rights, prisoner induction training. Look at this headline. This is so big out of AP. This was last week. AP last Tuesday said U.S. releases immigrant families, won't say how many. The administration has released into the U.S. an untold number of immigrant families, not illegal aliens, caught traveling illegal from Central America in recent months. And although the government knows how many it's released, it won't say publicly. They were finally forced over a week after we broke this, back on the 18th of June and the 17th of June, with Ja'Kari Jackson and our reporters down on the border, showing Greyhound buses pulling in, with Border Patrol giving them vouchers to then go deeper into the U.S., showing emergency managers, like the head of emergency management in McAllen, admitting the feds were doing this. We forced this into the national discourse after DrudgeReport.com picked up the story. And I'm just pointing out, mainstream media won't do their job, so Congress could keep denying this. Here are our articles from the week before AP finally admitted this was all true. Caught red-handed, Border Patrol paying to ship illegals deep into U.S. Yeah, they're not just releasing them, they're paying to release them. Okay? Let's continue. City official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals anywhere to go anywhere in the U.S. Boom, June 18th. DHS to pay for illegal immigrants to be escorted into U.S. We even found at the Fed BizOp Homeland Security site where they were hiring them back in January and pre-deploying food supplies as well to bring them into the country. This is organized treason. That's why Biden gives them awards, says we'll get you lawyers. Obama has the illegal kids to say you're the Dream Act, we're going to legalize you. They have a deal with Mexico, has draconian border control to let the South Americans and Central Americans come in on these trains as long as they don't get off. It's 6 months forced labor in Mexico. They catch you there illegally. So they've never let immigrants from Central and South America pour in. They had to get in through the Caribbean before, through the Virgin Islands, which has the highest crime rate in the Caribbean. Now they're pouring in right through Mexico, unfettered, organized. Another headline. Feds stand down as U.S. border collapses. Video of the border gates open, wide open. People driving in aren't even checking them. The internal checkpoints wide open now. We have other footage of this. Border gates left wide open by Border Patrol. Again, that's all up on Infowars.com. Breaking as national news, ladies and gentlemen. Let's look at what else has been happening in the last week. Illegal immigrants hopping death trains, again, to U.S. hoping for amnesty. Well, they get amnesty. Incredible pictures of that. DHS questioned over decision to let Saudi passengers skip normal passport controls. Fox News, they don't have to go through passport controls to get into the country. They don't have to get into them when they come through Mexico. This is the reality of what's going on. Infectious tuberculosis moving across U.S. border. ICE whistleblower confirms. Boom. Airport security worried about reporters, not Muslim Brotherhood. Our report on that. Muslim terrorists caught crossing U.S. border. Boom. Obama, judge rules, border fence racist, orders it removed. Border highway, heavily patrolled by state and local police, but not Border Patrol. They're literally standing down. Crime waves hitting South Texas and robberies. National Review reporting on that. Democratic lawmakers propose lawyers for immigrant children. Reuters, doctors warn of looming health crisis. Breitbart, on and on and on. Now, what's the rest of the story here? The rest of the story is, while all this is happening, while all this is going on, the TSA is now at highway checkpoints, bus checkpoints, kite festivals. They have the Army at it, searching people in Austin, training us how to be slaves. What a joke, while the border's wide open. This is being done, again, to break our will. Look at RT. Ex-TSA agent, we steal from travelers all the time. Report, CNN. TSA employee misconduct up 26% in 3 years. TSA agent accused of stealing $8,000. On and on and on. TSA checks Mini-Me's diaper. The famous little man from Austin Powers, the famous Mini-Me of Dr. Evil, literally bent over with a hand down his pants with them grabbing on him. I've seen them do this to Jesse Ventura when we've been flying. Now they're going to raise the security cost and the security fee on airline tickets, AP reports, while you pay for all of this. It's all a hoax. It's all a stinking giant fraud. Wake up out of your coma. Get angry and say no. It's a police state takeover. All over the nation, Homeland Security is putting microphones up to listen to us and NSA systems to grab our data. It doesn't keep us safe. It's all meant to control us, period. It's time for you to break your conditioning and wake up. It's a hoax. It's a takeover. It's a fraud. They aren't even sworn officers. They're violating the Bill of Rights. They're treating you as if you're guilty until proven a New World Order slave. We're guilty until proven innocent. I want the Bill of Rights and due process back. I want my freedom back. I don't want to have the biggest prison population in the world. I don't want to have big banks laundering the drug money. I don't want to have the police getting armored vehicles for war with the Tea Party and saying that's their main enemy, not Al-Qaeda. This is a criminal takeover, and you have been warned. Admit I've been right. Admit InfoWars has been right. Admit we're all in deep trouble, and it's time to wake up. Back to the live transmission and David Knight hosting the radio show. I'm Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com. Don't say you weren't warned, and understand, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. And we've got some more reports coming up from our InfoWars reporters who've been down at the border, as well as from Alex Jones. In that last segment, he was talking about how the hypocrisy of what's going on at the borders, where Homeland Security has completely opened the borders to anyone bringing in anything that they wish to bring in, and yet we see how they are using the TSA internally at the airports, and not even at the airports, also at bus stations, at train stations, on the highways with their Viper teams. We see how they're using this police state, this B.F. Skinner type of psychological conditioning, where they say, you know, let me put my hands on you and I'll let you fly. I'll instantly reward you with some positive thing that you want. That's called positive operant conditioning when you do it to a dog. That's what they're doing to us. This should stop it. This hypocrisy of what's happening simultaneously, as we just saw earlier in the program, is Jakari and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs coming back from the Pelosi photo op. They were stopped by a Border Patrol agent who is pressuring them to say that they're Americans by birth, and they refused to do that. They said, we're residents of Texas, and that's all they would tell them. And they said, oh, by the way,
do you want to know where the illegal aliens are? Because we just filmed a whole bunch of them down here. Oh, yeah, we know all about those people. We're not going to really bother with them. Well, you know, that's the way it's going to roll out. And I want to talk about what's happening in Detroit and compare that to what's happening in Central America. But before we do, I want to remind you that this hour, the Alex Jones Show, is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. You know, with the collapse of the border, with the soaring meat prices, it's clear there's no longer time to wait. You need to get prepared today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and check out their complete line of preparedness products. My Patriot Supply is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. If you don't have food, you're no threat to the New World Order. They're counting on you to be ever-dependent slaves to their system of control, but you can fight back. You can establish independence for yourself, for your family, by securing your own private supply of storable food. And there's no better way to prepare than this Patriot-owned company. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for special offers to listeners of this broadcast. For a limited time, they're offering additional discounts off their already low prices. That website, again, is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And also on InfoWarsLife.com, we now have a 25% off special from Fluoride Shield. You know, you can get the filters to try to get fluoride out of your water, but you're still, if you drink anything outside of your house, even if you live on a well system, you're still going to be exposed to fluoride because they put it in the water almost everywhere. And we have Fluoride Shield, an exclusive blend of key herbs and ingredients specifically infused with a formula to help support the elimination of toxic forms of fluoride, as well as other dangerous things like mercury, chlorine, and bromine from within the body. That's at InfoWarsLife.com, 25% off special of Fluoride Shield. Now, talking about water, talking about fluoride, what's going on in Detroit? Well, they have thousands of people now who are getting their water turned off. Detroit is cutting their services for non-payment. You know, Detroit is a good example of what's going to happen to America. We all look at the massive amounts of people coming in, the collapse of the border. Many people just can't believe that America could collapse to the level of a third world country. Well, you obviously haven't looked at what happened in Detroit, one of the wealthiest areas of the country formerly. But what happened? They moved pretty much most of the automobile industry out of the area, foreign countries to other areas of the country, but mostly to foreign countries. As industry collapsed, the economy collapsed. The same thing is happening now in America. And, of course, David Petraeus says, well, what comes after America? You know, what comes after Detroit? Well, North America. NAFTA comes after Detroit because NAFTA was set up to take down America. And if you don't think this can happen, if you don't think they're going to collapse us economically, you're not paying attention. Here in Detroit, they're cutting off people's water because they can't pay for it. But, of course, they're still putting fluoride in the water. Still putting more fluoride in the water in Detroit than they do even in Austin. It's absolutely amazing to see that they're doing this. But look at what's happening in the socialist paradise of Venezuela. See, in Venezuela, they have people who can't get water. That's why one of the reasons why they're leaving the country and going elsewhere. They're packing up. They're leaving. They're traveling up because they can't get drinking water. They can't get medicine. And there's this article that we've shown a couple of times. About a month ago, the beginning of June, Bloomberg reported, here's the headline, Venezuela sacrifices drinking water to pay bondholders. Now, let's make that a little bit more clear. Venezuela sacrifices drinking water to pay the banksters. Okay, that's really what they're talking about. And they have a quote from a guy who's an analyst at Barclays, and he said, the government's priority is to pay the sovereign debt, not to provide water, not to provide medicine, not to make sure that you've got an economy that can provide those things. No, why don't they have an economy that provides those things? Socialism was supposed to help the little guy, right? Wrong. What it did under Hugo Chavez, if you look at this, you find that they're bragging about the fact that under Hugo Chavez, they got nearly 700% return on their investments, the bankers did. Now, we know that bankers funded Lenin to start the communist revolution in Russia. That's the way it goes. It's always easiest to take somebody like Lenin or like Hugo Chavez or like Hillary Clinton, who says they're for the little guy, they're for the 99%, and yet they're being run and controlled by the biggest banks, Goldman Sachs, giving the Clinton Foundation $500 million. They hold their fundraisers there. That's where this is coming. It's the phony kind of hypocrisy that we see from Hillary Clinton, from Nancy Pelosi. That's why people in Venezuela don't have drinking water. That's why they're fleeing the country. That, along with the war on drugs that we've inflicted on them, that we run simultaneously, that creates a violent war within their country so that they flee for their lives, they flee for drinking water. Where do they come? America. The same thing is going to happen here. The same thing is happening here. And just today, we see that Venezuela is suffering massive electricity blackouts, that they're leaving commuters scrambling, and even the president can't get out his propaganda message. That's right. Twice, the president of Venezuela had his broadcast interrupted because they lost power. You know, and Margaret Thatcher said the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. I guess the problem in Venezuela is essentially you eventually run out of everything, electricity as well as water. But there's another aspect of all this hypocrisy that I find very troubling, and that is the fact that they're using children as beards when we know how they feel about children. Remember what Melissa Perry Harris said?
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
There you go. That's the public service announcement from MSNBC, Melissa Harris Perry. And Nancy Pelosi was at the border yesterday, and she had this to say about children.
I'm a mother of five. I have 9 grandchildren. I wish that I could take all those children home with me.
Yeah, see, she wants to take all those children home with her. Now, one of the things that concerns me about this is that I believe that they are bringing in a lot of young children. Of course, this act that Obama put in says that they're going to allow children to stay, and they define children as people up to 31 years of age. 31 years of age, you still qualify as a child as for protection. So I guess they can legitimately say that these gangs, these drug gangs, are children, right? But what they're really doing, I believe, is I believe they're bringing in a massive army of people who they can raise apart and separate from families, apart and separate from any understanding of the foundations, legal and cultural, of this country. That has always been the dream of Machiavellian dictators, going back to Plato's Republic. They didn't want anybody to know who their parents were. They wanted all the children to be raised by the state. Look at this report that went up on Friday on InfoWars. A father is arrested because his 8-year-old son skips church. Now, what happens is a church van pulls up to the house. The kids run out. Say, the church van's here. They run out. One of the kids, the 8-year-old, runs down to a convenience store a half mile away. When the police come in, they ask him where he lives. He's very scared. He says, I don't know. Somebody there recognized him, said he lives down here. So they went down and they arrested the father. Now, remember back in September 2012, we had this headline at InfoWars: society now criminalizing parents that allow children to play in the yard. Our children can't be in the neighborhood playing in the yard as we all did when we grow up. If we do that, we are arrested. We have our children taken away from us. But Obama and Pelosi encourage the parents of Central and South America to have their children run the gauntlet of drug cartels and pedophile prostitution rings so they can do it for economic gain, so they can do it for political control. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.